About 4,800 people will pass through the LA Sports Arena this weekend to get health care for free. This is the fourth year that Care Harbor has held their free health clinic there. Doctors from around LA are volunteering their time to see patients who otherwise couldn't pay for medical attention. Two of the most popular stops at Care Harbor are the ones that don't often get covered by insurers: the vision and dental care stations.
It went all right. They didn't bring the crown machine. They said only doing crowns for the front teeth. So my crown is on my first molar. So all of a sudden, they couldn't put no crown in my tooth.
That's Jamon Potts. He waited almost 6 hours to get a wristband to come to today's clinic. Even though he didn't get what he came for, he said it was still worth it. Patient Stephanie Johnson rearranged her schedule to get to the clinic today. She agrees.
Oh, I really like this. I really think it's a good thing that they're doing it, because there's a lot of us that can't get no Medicare or no health plan. So I really think they're doing a good job. Matter of fact, if it is long, I'm not even saying it's long, because I appreciate just the time that they just taking us. So I'm just sitting here and enjoying it.
With election season approaching, Care Harbor is using this year's clinic to spread the word about the Affordable Care Act, letting patients know that by 2014, they can expect to have access to health care. Even at today's event, where health care is a major topic, opinions are still split. Here's volunteer dentist Jonas Safa.
I'm not for universal health care. I think it's primarily health care issue is a job issue. If you can get people jobs, that they can get their own insurances to their liking, I think that's the way to go.
Jamon Potts, who lost his health care when he resigned from his job, disagrees.
Everyone should have health care for free, you know what I mean? Real truthfully.
Organizers expect to treat about 1,000 more patients this year than they saw last year, but that is still only a fraction of the estimated 2 million people living without health insurance in Los Angeles. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.